Good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship at Prairie Street Mennonite Church. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let all the earth tremble before our God.
We warmly welcome everyone here on the second Sunday of Lent, visitors and all who call this their church home. May the God of covenant bind us together in our worship.
Please turn in a blue hymn book to number 41.
Number 41, and let's stand up to sing. I feel like we should wait a few minutes because the hall is full of people. I don't know. Maybe we'll play through it a whole time and let people get here.
These are words from Psalm 22. We stand before God in holy fear. For you, O God, have not hidden your face from us. You heard when we cried to you. Glorify the Lord with reverence and awe. For you, O God, are the source of our praise. In the great congregation, we praise you. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek shall praise the Lord. Let us pray. In this Lenten season, O God, we come before you, asking for courage to open our eyes. We want to see ourselves as you see us, the empty, barren places, the half-hearted struggles, the faint stirrings of new life. We come trusting your grace, waiting for your illuminating word, longing for your light to break through the darkness. Do not let us be blind to your presence. Shine upon us, O God, and make our paths clear. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, if you will take the blue song folder, number 16. Number 16. And we will sing this in English today. And in the same book, number 72.
Thank you.
Let us pray together the prayer of confession that is printed in your bulletin. I invite you in joining in with the dark print. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Please rise in body or spirit and receive these words of assurance. People of God, hear this good news. God's covenant with us is true. God is faithful even when we fail. God gives us the gift of faith and makes us righteous. Believe in the good news that you are set free to live as children of God. Let us now pass the peace of Christ with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. I would like to invite any children forward to come for children's time.
And hello, and good morning. And here is the offering basket. If you have an offering, or if you can give it a blessing as it comes by. Yay! More people. Who was here last Sunday? Okay. Diana and Michaela, Silas, you were here, yep. Yep. Junior? What did we do? These things. Remember what they're called? They have a name for these kind of things. What are they called? Not seeds. Not roots. Bulbs. They're called bulbs. And you know what? We put them in water because we were hoping that they would grow. And what do you see?
Green.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
Does it look alive?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to flip the bulb around. Look really carefully. What do you see?
Roots.
Roots. Look really carefully. What did you say?
What is that?
Well, there are roots. How do they look? Do they look alive?
No.
No. You know, folks, they really don't look that good. There is, if you look really super careful, what does that kind of look like? What color is it? What do you think? It's kind of blue. You know why? It's something called mold. Oh, we came in on Thursday and the bulbs, oh here, this one's even moldier. And so we tried really hard to clean them off and put them in really clean water. But you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. Will the green be stronger? Or are we sunk with dead roots? But you know what? This guy, was it this guy? Or there's somebody in here. There was someone in here. If you look super, super, super close. Super, 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 super close. That's a sprout. And if you look at the way, way, way bottom, it kind of looks to me like there's some tiny, tiny, tiny white healthy roots. So I don't know what's going to happen. But we think it's important to try things. And if the bulbs die, we will have learned something. And if the bulbs live, we'll have beautiful flowers. But you know what we're going to do no matter what? We're going to try again. We're going to keep working to find life during this season of Lent. So God gives us many beautiful things and many interesting things. And God wants us to learn and try things and experience his creation and what the plans are that he has for us. So let us pray now before you go back to your seats. Lord, give us healthy roots. Help us to grow. Help these children to be beautiful. Help us to see your beauty in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And all the children said, amen. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Yeah, isn't that looking good?
Genesis 17, verses 1 to 7 and 15 to 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous.
Genesis capítulo 17, versículos 1 a 7 y 15 a 17. Abraham tenía 99 años de edad cuando el Señor se lo apareció y le dijo, Yo soy el Dios Todopoderoso. Anda siempre delante de mí y sé perfecto. Yo estableceré mi pacto contigo y haré que te multipliques en gran manera.
Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you.
Abraham se postró entonces sobre su rostro y Dios habló con él. Le dijo, Este es el pacto que hago contigo. Tú serás el padre de muchísima gente. Tu nombre ya no será Abraham, sino que ahora te llamarás Abraham, porque te he puesto como padre de muchísima gente. Yo haré que te multipliques en gran manera. De ti saldrán naciones y reyes. Estableceré mi pacto contigo y con tus descendientes. Será un pacto perpetuo, y yo seré tu Dios y el de tu descendencia.
God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?"
Dios también le dijo a Abraham, "A Sarai, tu mujer, ya no la llamarás Sarai. Ahora su nombre será Sara. Yo la bendiceré y también te daré un hijo de ella. Sí, yo la bendeciré y ella será la madre de las naciones, los reyes y los pueblos que de ella nacerán." Abraham se postró entonces sobre su rostro y riéndose dijo en su corazón, "¿Acaso a un hombre de 100 años le va a nacer un hijo? ¿Y acaso Sara, que tiene 90 años, va a concebir?"
This is the word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
Our preacher this morning is one of our pastors, Francis Ringenberg. Let us pray. God of the Scriptures, open your word to us through your servant Francis. May your message lead us to greater faithfulness and deeper hope. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. Did you catch that? Abraham fell on his face and laughed when God said that a child would be born to Abraham and Sarah. I don't know about you, but I'm familiar with the story of Sarah laughing. When the three strangers come to the tent by the oaks of Mamre, and one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife, Sarah, shall have a son." Sarah's back behind the tent flap, and she overhears this and laughs. And he asks, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?" Sarah's behind the tent flap, "I did not laugh." The divine messenger says, "Yes, you did." It's such an interesting passage. How many of you feel like you know that story? You've heard the story of Sarah laughing, right? How many of you know that Abraham fell on his face and laughed? Okay, come on, Ben, you know. Oh, and Dorothy. Good for Dorothy. I really didn't know, and the interesting thing is the reading for today, the lectionary passage, stops before they let Abraham laugh. Abraham laughs, Sarah laughs, and Isaac's name means laughter. One commentary puts it this way: laughter is so much a part of the story of Sarah's pregnancy that God has commanded Abraham that the child shall be named in honor of that very laughter. Yitzhak means he shall laugh. So I think there's an awful lot of laughing going on around here, and I don't think we can ignore it. Another commentary notes, with that name, Yitzhak, God was laughing too. "Laugh at my promises," says God. Well, we'll just see about that. I will show you laughter. Laughter in the person of a bouncing baby boy, born to the two of you in your very
old age, proving nothing is impossible for God. Something is going on. I don't think we can overlook all this laughter. Abraham falls on his face and laughs. God is saying, I'm going to make you, old man, exceedingly numerous, exceedingly fruitful. Abraham is 99. Sarah has been barren her whole life, and she's now 90. And a baby seems completely out of the question, let alone fruitful and numerous. Frederick Buechner suggests the reason they laughed was that it suddenly dawned on them that the wildest dreams they've ever had weren't half wild enough. Professor Eliezer Siegel from the University of Calgary, PhD in Talmud, says, it strikes me supremely important that the laughter of Abraham and Sarah should be appreciated in all its profound importance. For somehow it plays a decisive role in that grand design. The first fruit of the covenant, the first fruit was named Isaac for laughter. And he goes on to say, there is an implication that people who are incapable of a spontaneous chuckle, even in the presence of the Almighty, are not considered worthy of participating in the covenant. Had Abraham and Sarah not reacted to God's promise with irrepressible laughter, then they would have failed the test. They would have been declared unworthy bearers of the covenant. Is it possible that if Prairie Street had a vision of what was ahead for us, we'd fall on our faces and howl with laughter? This is a sermon for Lent. And laughter may not seem to be the right focus for Lent. But maybe in readiness to laugh, there is a certain letting go, an openness, a releasing of being managed and directed by our anxieties, our preconceived ideas of what ought to be, and trust a God that is truly good, amazingly good. Lent can be about paring down and giving up some of our obsessions with our own thoughts, our own needs, and our own perspectives. Lent can be about a willingness and loosening to enter the flow of God's work in the world, to believe God's ancient promises, to be part of the story that links us with Abraham and Sarah, and the possibility of blessing beyond comprehension and measure, beyond our own reasoning. Maybe most of all, Lent and preparation for Easter includes a willingness to hope in the face of a world of barrenness and limitation that crushes hope. To be generous in a world obsessed with scarcity. To be trusting in a world of suspicion. To go with open hands into a world of fists and clutching. Doesn't mean it won't be hard. With real disappointments and losses and mistakes. But we journey carrying the promise of blessing. The promise of blessing given throughout generations. The promise of blessing through an old man and a barren woman who both laughed at the news of what God intended to do. You will name your son, he laughed, as a reminder of what I did for you over and against what you thought was possible. Laughter is a response when words won't do, when no syllables strung together could capture the response of amazement. Wonder, yes. Some disbelief, yep. The body responds in a deep way. Breath in and exhalation out. Sounds, muscles contracting. Some loss of control. Sharp intake of air expelled irregularly in those funny syllables. Real laughter is spontaneous, is unplanned, not contrived. In this story, Abraham and Sarah are in the middle of things. There is much behind them already, and there is still much ahead. If you read the story of Abraham and Sarah in Genesis, it begins in about chapter 12 and runs through about chapter 24. It is bookended by two great tests of faith. At the beginning, God calls Abram when he is 75 years old and says, "Go forth from your country. Leave it behind. Don't tell you where I'm going. I'm not telling you where you're going. But I will bless you, and you are going to be a blessing, and in you all families of the earth will be blessed." And then, towards the end of his story, if you remember, God calls Abraham to take Isaac with wood to a mountaintop and lay him on an altar. Some tradition sees the story of Abraham as a series of trials, beginning with the call to leave his homeland for an unidentified destination, and culminating in the command to sacrifice his son. And then on either side of our reading today, there are events with nephew Lot. Earlier, they divided the land, and Lot grabbed the good stuff, the well-watered land, but ended up with Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham had to rescue him when raiding kings descended. But then later, after our scripture, Abraham speaks again for Lot, seeking to save him from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Before our reading today, Abraham deceitfully presents the beautiful Sarah as his sister, and she is taken into Pharaoh's household. He does the same thing again later in his life. Sarah gets impatient about having the promised offspring and sends Abram into Hagar, and Ishmael is born. That's before our reading today. But later, Hagar and Ishmael are again part of the story as they are sent away. I wonder, is Prairie Street in the middle of a story? We do have much. We have a rich story behind us. And yet, is there a rich story ahead? May we remember that there is no part of the human story that is closed to God. There is no part of our story where God cannot work, where God cannot overturn our sensibilities and reveal the abundance of God. Here in the middle of our story, may we remember God's abundance. Return to the heart, the center of what we believe. Prepare for both death and resurrection. Take to heart the barrenness, the long barrenness of Abraham and Sarah. Take to heart our own barrenness, the places where we fall short, our own losses and disappointments, and maybe face what needs to be changed, to be regenerated or released. We do well to remember every year at Lent that the promises of the gospel are foolishness in the eyes of the world. When we anticipate the resurrection, may we know to fall on our faces in reverence. God is speaking to us. And yet surely, we must make space to be amazed, overwhelmed, and maybe to laugh. In 1995, on my 40th birthday, my small group from Lombard Mennonite spoke to me seriously about pursuing formal theological training. I had been out of school for 20 years and with an entirely inappropriate degree. But with the urging of these dear people, I began a master's degree in theological studies at Wheaton College, really my only option since I was deeply involved with taking care of Ross. But I did have the choice of taking a certain number of credits at other institutions, and in 1998, I made my first trip to Elkhart. Coming with a friend for a two-week summer class, Worship and the Christian Year. We had a great time coming to Elkhart. And as I look back, never in my wildest imagination of that time at AMBS could I anticipate that Ron would work at AMBS. He was working with financial reporting software for an international company. But that position ended abruptly in 2002. And in a time of major discernment and transition, he tried applying for a development position at AMBS. We've learned since, that the board was suspicious. He had a beard. and he had a lack of Mennonite connections. But in 2003, we moved to Elkhart County. God was laughing. Moving to a new community involved all those practical details. I asked Ellen Crable where to get a haircut, and she told me about a place on Johnson Street. This was before GPS. I studied a map and laid out what seemed to be the right route from where we lived in Middlebury. But somehow I found myself on a road called Prairie Street. And I had my first glimpse of Prairie Street Mennonite Church. And I have to tell you, it didn't look like much. We assumed we'd find a church close to where we lived. And we had no idea that Prairie Street would be home. And eventually, where finally that dream planted by my small group and nurtured would, after 15 years, come true. Does God enjoy a good laugh? Prairie Street in the middle of things. Lots behind, lots ahead. There is something about blessing we need to pay attention to. Somehow, this covenant promise of blessing through Abraham is for us. And then we too have a call to be a blessing in our neighborhood, in our town, and in our world. And I don't know what form this takes. There are fine theological shades and questions here. Ask Ben. But there is a reality that reaches through the ages to us as spiritual descendants of Abraham, Gentiles grafted in, a blessing that runs through our DNA, our very bones, and our very marrow. We are in the middle of it. Our own part of the story as a church and the story of each of our lives. Parts which run through things that are hard and don't seem to be working out. But may we be able to laugh. The honest, true laugh from deep inside that allows that something could be afoot far beyond what we imagine. Abraham's story ends. It says that Abraham breathes his last and died in ripe old age, an old man satisfied with life. And he was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael together buried him with Sarah. But the bigger story and blessing goes on, and we are part of it. Amen.
Let's turn in our blue hymnals to number 327. 327, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And let's stand up to sing.